In the name of Jesus, the one who sits at the right hand of God in all power and authority and glory. Amen. Christian friends, we live in a spiritually dark world. Paul calls it, as you heard this morning, this present darkness. Quoting, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms or places." Most Americans, most North Americans, don't believe in the existence of the spiritual world. Even among those professing to be Christians, this is so. And it is probably true that many of you don't believe in such things. Even one Lutheran pastor told me a few years ago that for many years he had bought into the American idea of spirituality until very recently, when he became persuaded that the spiritual forces of darkness do exist and that they dominate the world as we know it. I'll say that again. He became persuaded that the spiritual forces of darkness do exist and that they dominate the world as we know it. Well, Jesus was constantly casting the demons out of the people of his day. And Martin Luther had no problem believing in the existence and rule of the devil and demons. Quoting, "Here we are in the devil's kingdom. Just as if a pilgrim were to arrive at an inn, concerning which he knew that all in the house are robbers. If he must enter there, he will certainly be prepared, will look out for his safety to the best of his ability, and will sleep very little. Such is our present position on earth, where the prince is an evil spirit and has the hearts of men in his power, doing through them whatever he pleases. It is a terrible situation if we earnestly consider it." That's the end of Luther's quote. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't know of anything that has really changed in the world in this regard since Luther spoke these words, unless we are indeed in the devil's little season just before the return of Christ, as I suspect is the case, where the devil has been set loose. And things have actually gotten worse. As to the existence of demons, I've been asked in the past whether I've ever performed an exorcism. And yes, I have performed exorcism. Every time I baptize someone, I perform an exorcism, as the devil is renounced and cast out of a sinner who is born in possession of the devil. Especially in older people, whom the devil has claimed for many years, a pastor who baptizes that older one can expect most anything when time for the baptism comes, because the devil does not want to give up his property. But pastor, have you cast the demons out of someone who is really demon-possessed? To answer the question as you intended it to be answered, I have seen evidence of demonic forces, but not like you imagine them. Not in a teenage girl whose head swiveled around in a 360-degree rotation. Not like the manic Gerasene, whom Jesus cast the devils out of. But if you ask me if I have seen evidence of the spiritual world, then I must answer yes. I have seen the devil in the face of a woman who was no doubt possessed, who did unspeakable things to herself and her family. I was part of a seminary class that was under spiritual attack in so many ways that it is not possible to tell you all of them. I have never seen such various maladies among so few men and families in a short period of time, especially in the first few weeks that we were in class. I suspect that this is the case of many seminary classes where men are called by God to serve His people. The devil attacks. And I remember one lady in my home congregation saying to me, "Be careful and don't lose your faith in seminary as my husband did when he was in seminary." She said, "Be careful and don't lose your faith in seminary as my husband did when he was in seminary." That was a Lutheran seminary. Luther Church, Missouri Synod Seminary. The one place where you think you might be safe in seminary, in that place men are under extreme attack by the devil and his forces to destroy their faith. He attacks on many fronts, including physical, spiritual, emotional, fiscal, money, and family. He attacks any weak spot available to destroy the faith of God's men. And then there was a beloved individual whom I was with during a time of extreme spiritual attack. There were things that happened that were not common in the world in which we live. There was a spiritual presence that was evil and annoying. This person could not sleep for fear of demonic forces, nor could this one eat, nor exercise, nor could he think. After many days of constant reading of God's word, of praying, of rebuking the devil and his forces, of talking about God and the things of God, the battle began to turn. And the one under the attack went to church. And he sat there, even though the mind could not focus, nor could the body remain still. After this one confessed particular sins before God and man through which the devil had launched his attack and was assured of forgiveness through Christ, the battle was all but over. A return to normalcy took place. A couple of years later, I asked his spiritual warrior if church every Sunday was still a part of his life. The reply was, "I'm afraid not to go to church every Sunday. I am afraid not to go to church every Sunday." Oh, dear ones, we live in an evil, corrupted world, ruled by the devil and his powers and authorities. Cosmic powers over this present darkness. They war against your physical body and your soul and your spirit, hoping to destroy the faith that the Holy Spirit has created and sustains in you by word and sacraments. "I am afraid not to go to church every Sunday" should resonate with each of us. We are, as Luther said, in a terrible situation here in the devil's kingdom. You, all of you, and each of you are involved in a spiritual struggle of mammoth proportions against the devil and his demons. It is, as Luther said, and as the scriptures tell us, that here we are in the devil's kingdom. It is a terrible situation if we earnestly consider it. If that scares you, then good. It should scare you. It scares me. But thanks be to God that we have the butt of the gospel. But thanks be to God for His Son's terrible and glorious suffering and death on a terrible cross to redeem us and to save us from this terrible situation. Thanks be to God in Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God in Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God in Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.